In each photograph, she shows us the West, both as we want it to be and as we fear it's become. A plywood buffalo stands before a piñon-dotted mesa. A neon saguaro glows against a starry sky. A mountain worthy of Ansel Adams rises over tourists and their lime-green cooler. In Joan Meyer's striking new book, the Santa Fe photographer asks us how the myth of the American West can survive the realities of modern life. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Joan Meyer's is with me at KUNM. Joan, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You have been photographing the West since the 1970s. How has your perspective changed over the years?
It's changed a lot. I always had the West pegged as something that was not changing, but it's changed enormously, as we all really know. And the more you travel around, the more you see that it's changed. It's now full of inconsistencies and incongruities, I guess, because we have both the West as it is today, which is primarily parking lots, strip malls, some farms and ranches, but not very much anymore. There's still a lot of open land, but there's considerably less. But there's little bits of the old West still hanging on.
Do you think, Joan, that the West still occupies a sort of an essential place in the American mind?
Absolutely. I think it's the founding myth for this country, the idea that you could head west, you would have open spaces, freedom, all those things that go with the American cowboy and the homesteader heading west. Those haven't disappeared at all. But however, it's no longer possible to do those things.
Well, your book seems to suggest that our attitude toward the West has changed. We look at it in a little bit more ironic way, maybe cynical way, than we used to.
I'm not sure overall that the general public looks at it like that. I think I look at it like that.
Well, when you move around the West, you're traveling around the West, when do you pick up your camera and take a picture?
You know, I never know when I'm going to pick up my camera and when I see something and it's just there. It's like some part of the brain that's not even very conscious. I just want to take a picture of something. But over the years, I've realized that a lot of it has to do with how people live on the edge. And the edge is now rural parts of the West. I mean, I'm not photographing Albuquerque or Santa Fe, for the most part, or San Diego or Los Angeles. I'm photographing all the spaces in between, the real rural West. And in that area, you can't predict what you're going to see next. It's wonderful.
Are you looking for the incongruities, as you mentioned, or are they just there?
They're just there. In small towns all across the West now, there are murals. Not in every town, but in many towns. In fact, I actually met itinerant mural painters who go from town to town. And if they can get paid a little bit and they get some free meals and a place to stay, they stay a while and they paint murals on the sides of buildings. And those towns are a whole lot more interesting when you go through than the towns that just have a lot of anonymous box buildings.
And you trick the viewer into not quite knowing what is the painted part and what's the real part.
Well, I'm interested in how that mural fits in its place. I'm interested in whether there's somebody walking nearby or what other signs there are around the edges. I'm not interested so much in the mural just by itself as how it fits in a context.
Is there an image in the book that for you sums up the idea of why you wanted to produce this book to begin with?
I think the image on the cover does that pretty well, which is an image of a wooden buffalo that's sort of cut out and stuck in the landscape out near Gallup, New Mexico. And in the distance, you see oil and gas refineries. And that's really all that's left of the buffalo in this place. This is a place that would have had buffalo probably early on. They're no longer there. Just a piece of what remains of the myth of the American West.
And also a wonderful fragment of the Western landscape, which you include in the frame.
Yes, as part of that wonderful sandstone cliffs there by Gallup.
Right. Any photo that, when you look at it, gives you tremendous pleasure?
Most of them actually give me pleasure. I laugh at a bunch of them because they're really funny. There's one of a man pruning an evergreen next to a teepee village in Holbrook, and he's pruning the tree to match the teepees. And another one, there's the indigenous hair salon in Shiprock, New Mexico, which is an all Navajo town for the most part. I mean, who would think you would call something the indigenous hair salon? This is wonderful.
There's also the teepee that's become an espresso stop.
Yes, that's up on the Blackfoot Reservation.
And my favorite, it's a black and white photograph, but it's a derelict car in the desert with a man in a cowboy hat happily imagining that he's driving it toward the horizon.
That's right. He's not going to make it, is he?
But it kind of sums up the whole idea of believing in something that maybe is no longer there.
That's right. Exactly right.
Your photos do not depict the destruction of the landscape by mining or fracking or littering or public works. That is not what you were interested in.
No, there are many people who are doing that and doing it very well. It's just not all that interesting to me. I certainly photograph those things on occasion, and I photograph them for a particular reason. But in this book, I was more interested in how people actually are living today, what's left of this myth and really the remains of the American West. We have so much that's gone that it's interesting that little pieces still survive. And I think those little pieces are not going to be there forever. Those little pieces are departing, the billboards and murals and handmade sculptures are likely to not be there in 20 years.
In some ways, and you mentioned this in the essay in the book, your work is a response to Ansel Adams and his sort of mythic views of the Western landscape.
Well, he was certainly a very important photographer when I started working, but I was never attracted by the grand landscape. I think Adams did it very well, but it always seemed a little dishonest to me. And I actually taught once at the Ansel Adams workshops, and I forced my students to go out and photograph with telephone wires and trash cans and buildings in their pictures. They didn't want to do that, but I said, look, this place doesn't look like what it did when Ansel Adams was here. So, you know, perhaps I was just working in sort of reaction to Ansel Adams rather than influenced by him.
And it could be said that even when Ansel Adams was photographing the West, there were a lot of ways of having unlovely views of the Western landscape as well. He just chose not to photograph them.
And it was a very reasonable thing for him to do. I certainly have no problems with Ansel Adams and what he did. He did an incredible body of work, which is there for posterity. It's just not what I'm interested in. And I've always been interested in the human traces on the landscape because we've managed to put our traces everywhere at this point. In fact, the whole planet has now been touched by our human activities. So it seems to me that's a really important thing to show in photographs.
Lucy Lippard, in the introduction to the book, says that your photographs are showing us things that maybe we haven't noticed before or registered before in the American West.
We tend to not notice the small things that are around us all the time. And part of the work of a photographer who works in the field, anyway, is to show things, make things clear that otherwise people would not see.
The newest book from New Mexico-based photographer Joan Myers is Where the Buffalo Roamed, Images of the New West. Joan, thank you so much for coming in.
A pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.